The Federal Centers for Disease Control now report that 1 in 68 children in America are being diagnosed on the autism spectrum. That's nearly 15%, three-quarters of them boys. In Northern California, Kaiser Permanente counts among their members some 17,000 of these children and their families. These are the households that Dr. Lisa Crohn, director of Kaiser's Autism Research Program, hopes to include in a new genetic study.
It will involve about 5,000 families who are affected by autism, and the purpose is to collect biologic samples from the affected person with autism, the child, and both biologic parents. We hope to get more detailed information about the presentation of autism and then look at that in relation to the genetic findings and see if we can identify some new correlations in looking for risk factors and causes of autism.
Not only is 5,000 families a large sample base for the study, but Dr. Crohn notes it is also a population that comes with an extensive medical history already in place.
We're doing this within the membership of this large health plan where we have very good tracking of our members and know their health conditions and their histories and can follow them over time. Many of these children were actually born at Kaiser and their mothers have been members even before pregnancy, and so we can tap into that information as well. So this is a unique study.
The outreach to sign up families to participate in the 3-year study will begin in another month or so. Dr. Lorna Catford, director of the Collaborative Autism Training and Support Program at Sonoma State, expects there will be a strong response.
I think they're going to want to participate. When individuals with autism are very small children, their divergence from expected kinds of behavior is sometimes less noticeable, but all these children grow up.
But Dr. Catford cautions that genetics alone may not hold the answers to autism's mystery.
What is causing the genes to mutate in the first place? An environmental factor could be what is influencing a gene to have a spontaneous mutation. Genetic research is an extremely important piece of the puzzle, but it's not the only way in. I don't think genes by themselves are going to tell us the whole story of what causes autism.
Kaiser's Dr. Crohn agrees.
There's a strong genetic underpinning for autism, but what we don't know is what other factors are associated. And also in terms of genetics, we don't know exactly what genetic factors are underlying autism risk. So it's important to look at genetic factors in combination with non-genetic factors, with clinical factors, with environmental exposures, with behaviors, and so on, and bring all of these pieces of evidence together to really understand what's going on.
The study is being funded with a $4.6 million grant from the Simons Family Foundation, which will cover the thousands of genetic tests needed. Dr. Crohn says it has only recently become feasible to even consider tackling such a large study.
There's so many different techniques now that are available, and it's changing all the time, and the costs for those genetic tests are coming down every day. So this is really a great time to be launching this study because as we go along, we'll be able to do so much more than we could even do today.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.